On page 5 of the calendar, under the order of House Bill second reading, there appears House Bill 684. Mr. Bradley, Mr. Clerk, please read the bill.
Republican Governor Bruce Rauner has said he has 5 big things he wants for the state of Illinois. On August 25th, the Illinois House, led by Democrats, brought one up for a vote.
This would provide tax relief to the people of the state of Illinois.
They were about to vote on Rauner's plan to freeze property taxes. This is something that would transform a main source of revenue for every town, city, and school district in the entire state. On top of that, it was Democrats sponsoring one of Rauner's ideas in the middle of all this fighting. You would think it'd be a huge deal, but no. The discussion, if you could call it that, lasted all of 2 minutes.
Those in favor of the gentleman's amendment will vote yes, opposed no. The voting is open. Have all voted who wish. Have all voted who wish. Have all voted who wish. Mr. Clerk, please take the record on this question. There is 1 voting yes, 64 voting no, 13 voting present, and the amendment fails.
The package goes down in flames, and the media, myself included, ignore it. The reason why, we've seen this before, many times before.
Mr. Bradley.
I stand to call the governor's property tax proposal once again.
This is Representative John Bradley calling the exact same proposal July 21st. He'd also put the same measure up for a vote on June 9th, June 23rd, July 1st, July 9th, July 15th, August 5th, August 12th, and August 25th.
This is identical to a bill that we voted on 7 or 8 times.
Every time, same result.
And the amendment fails.
A brutal, definitive death. It's become so routine by now that Democrats joke about it.
Representative Nekritz.
Is this lucky 13?
I think it's 12.
Oh, darn, next week.
Altogether, property tax relief was brought up for a vote 14 times in just 4 months. 14 times. That never happens. Bills usually get 1 chance, maybe 2 if they just miss the goal line. Not a dozen. It's a not-so-subtle way of Democrats taking one of Rauner's ideas and, in public, burning it to the ground, over and over, on an almost weekly basis. As you can imagine, Republicans are ticked. Just listen to the withering disgust in Representative Ron Sandeck's voice.
Boy, if people want to know, if we wonder why citizens are cynical, if we want to know why they're skeptical and why they don't think there's a lot of hope in Illinois, especially in its governance and in its government, here's Exhibit A, this whole process.
Sandeck is the designated mouthpiece for House Republicans. Just about every time Democrats call a vote on the property tax freeze, Sandeck stands up and rails.
There's no reason to believe that this is any more legitimate than the 8, 9, maybe 10 previous instances of this charade, this joke, this embarrassment, this waste of time, this sham, because this is the personification, the definition, the embodiment of a waste of time.
As I said, part of it is that Republicans are watching one of their big ticket items die over and over. But it gets even more complicated than that. GOP legislators are helping do it. You heard that right. Republicans are voting against property tax relief. To understand what's happening here, you need to know one thing. Rauner's property tax freeze proposal is attached to a plan that would undercut unions. He wants to freeze property taxes if and only if Illinois also limits collective bargaining rights. Democrats wouldn't ever go for that. So the way Democrats are playing this, it's a little complicated. They're breaking Rauner's single proposal into 2 parts. So each part gets voted on separately. Democrats get to look good voting to freeze your property taxes. Then they make labor happy by killing the governor's anti-union proposal. That's a deal Governor Rauner won't go for. And so Republicans vote against all of it. That's how you get a bunch of Republicans voting against property tax relief. Republican Mark Batnick says Democrats are playing games. At this point, he refuses to vote at all.
Nope, I don't vote. It's 14 times, 15 times, 100 times. At what point are we going to start being adults and start actually addressing the issue instead of, you know, worrying about what's going to be on a mailer?
When Batnick says mailer, he's alluding to the political implications of all this. Democrats can print campaign flyers that say Republicans stood in the way of property tax relief like a gazillion times. An attack ad like that has already gone out in Batnick's neighborhood.
This is not about policy. This is about campaigning. This is using the legislative structure for political purposes. My belief is good policy is good politics. That's not what's happening here. This is using the General Assembly to further your political gain.
Democrats don't openly cop to this strategy. It's no political setup. They say they're genuinely trying to compromise. I mean, they have tried to help Browner out with property taxes 14 different times, right? The thing is, if Democrats were just wanting to use this against Republicans for campaign reasons, that's already been taken care of. At a press conference, I asked Democratic House Speaker Michael Madigan, why keep calling the same measure over and over when it always meets the same fate? What's the point now? Isn't it just a little gratuitous and a waste of time?
Remember that old expression, America is the land of opportunity? Remember that?
Yeah, I know it.
Okay. And so we're just abiding by that principle and providing opportunity to these rounder Republicans in the House to fulfill their promise to freeze real estate taxes. In life, sometimes people are a little slow to take advantage of opportunities, so we don't want to foreclose the opportunity.
I asked one of Madigan's floor leaders if Democrats plan to keep bringing this property tax proposal up for the same vote, if they're going to keep putting Republicans through this. He said they'd keep doing it until, quote, something breaks loose. I'm Amanda Vinicky.